Welcome, everyone. This is the monthly Luna Wellness Center full moon meditation. We usually do a little violet flame. We look at the energies and what's going on this month, see what we need to release over the next couple of weeks and what we should be aware of. And we have a lot going on, like we seem to have had for at least the last 6 months. We have a lot going on energetically. We have a lot going on with the planets. We have with the full moon, we have that going on. Mercury goes retrograde next week on the 28th. And it stays retrograde until May 21st. So remember to double-check and even triple-check all of your communications, any contracts you're going to sign, anything that might have a financial impact, even just your emails and your instant messaging. Because a lot of times what happens during Mercury retrograde is we talk past each other and totally don't connect and don't hear each other. So that's starting next week. We have a week to get ready. Add to that, Jupiter went retrograde in January, and it stays retrograde for 120 days. That's 6 months. So Jupiter is going to be retrograde for us, still going on into July. Saturn went retrograde in March. That was last month, and it stays retrograde for 140 days, a little over 6 months. Mars went retrograde earlier this week, 17th and the 18th, is when it went retrograde, and it's going to stay retrograde for the next 60 to 80 days. And finally, one more retrograde, Pluto went retrograde Monday and Tuesday, 18th and 19th. So we have a lot going on, a lot of planets that are retrograde at the same time. I don't think we've seen five planets retrograde at the same time in a number of years. First time in 10 years. And the other thing that retrograde means, and this is particularly applicable now that we have so many planets retrograde until it looks like July, at least. Until July. And what that means is it's a time for us to not totally disconnect, but it's a time for us to kind of draw back, focus internally, and see what needs realignment within ourselves. You may have things bubbling up that you've been putting off or that you've been ignoring, and this may be for months. Sometimes it's for years, especially with these larger planets, with Jupiter and Saturn and Pluto. Those planets always look at very, very deep issues, very deep-seated emotional and relationship issues. So don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if you have some deep-seated things there that bubble up that need to be put into alignment. And this realignment, think of it this way. We've been going through a hell of a lot of upgrades energetically in the last 3 months, especially, even since September last year. So we're into 6 months. But really, the energy upgrades that we've been getting from Grandfather Sun and from the light waves, the gamma waves, that are helping us, the ascension energies, let me just call them that so I don't have to name them all off again. But what the ascension energies are doing is they're helping us raise our vibration. They're not only raising our vibration, they're raising Mother Earth's vibration. They're raising the vibration of the entire solar system, including our five planets that have gone retrograde. So think of this intense retrograde time as nature's way of forcing us to realign some of our deep-seated emotions and deep-seated relationships with our higher vibration. Now, what does that mean? It means you may choose to let some things go, maybe even let some people go in your life that maybe you wouldn't have before. We all know the ascension energies are making us more of what we are. If we are heart-centered, and we stay in our heart space, and we're all about service to others and helping other people as we help ourselves, then we're going to become more of that, and we're going to become more focused on those kinds of things. But if you're not awake, or if you're fighting becoming awake, if you're fighting the energies, and you're angry and sullen, you're going to become more angry, and you're going to become more sullen, and you're going to become more unhappy and bitter. And those two things just are not on the same frequency or the same vibration level at all. So where a relationship may have worked in the past, where maybe one party didn't have their vibration quite as high and the other party didn't have their vibration quite as low, that relationship may no longer work because the extremes are getting more extreme. The highs are getting higher and the lows are getting lower, if that makes sense. Think of it this way. If you guys are listening to this, you're on your way up in frequency and vibration. Folks who are fighting the energies, who are fighting the changes in themselves, they're on the way down. And there's not a lot we can do to help them. We can answer questions. We can send them love. We can ask the angels to help them open their hearts and to help them see what's going on, but we can't do it for them as much as we would like to. And this is something I've seen over the years, and a number of you have too, whether you are in a coaching practice or you have a hypnotherapy practice, or even if you're, you know, doing energy healing on folks. Even energy healing will bring stuff to the surface to be healed and released, but if the client doesn't want to or isn't willing to look at it and let it go or address it, and then the healing can't take place. We can't do it for them. We really can't. They have to do it for themselves. It's a decision, conscious or unconscious, that they have to make for themselves. And we can't do it for them. Believe me, I wish we could. And I know if we could, we would all have already made the decision for them. But it doesn't work that way. So given that there is so much going on, what we're going to focus on tonight, because in addition to all of these retrograde energies that are having such an impact on us consciously and subconsciously and psychologically and physically, and not just on us but also on our relationships, we also have some earth changes that also seem to be accelerating. Earthquakes, floods, volcanoes. Honestly, every time I don't even turn on the news that often anymore, but I don't have to look for it. It crosses my phone every time I turn around. So one of the other things we're going to do tonight, and I think we've done this before, is we're going to go ahead and focus on some of the areas that have been impacted and are being impacted by all of the earth changes, and send love and compassion not only to the people and the animals and the beings that are being affected by that, but also to the elemental beings, their second density beings, who feel our love and compassion and appreciation for them. And those second density beings are earth, air, fire, and water. And if we can send them some love, maybe help them calm down so that it's not as intense, not as explosive, not as angry is what comes to mind, so that the changes aren't as angry. If we can disperse some of that anger with the changes and make them smoother, more gentle, then that would be helpful for not only all of the beings that live on the surface of Mother Earth, but Mother Earth herself. And I'm sure even the inner Earth beings are feeling some of the changes that are rocking and rolling going on up here. And with that said, did I thank you all for attending? So go ahead and take a big deep breath in. And go ahead and blow it out. And just allow yourself to relax and let go. Another big deep breath in. And go ahead and blow it out. And just allow yourself to relax and let go. Because there's nowhere you have to go. There's nothing you have to do. There's no place you have to be. This time is your time for yourself. This time is healing for yourself. This time is healing for the planet, for Mother Earth, for the beings that live on her in whatever density they may be in, whether we see them or not. We're all connected through our heart space to each other, and we're connected through our root chakras to Mother Earth. And we're connected to the divine universe, the divine innate through our crown, Grandfather, Son. So go ahead, another big deep breath in. And go ahead and blow it out. And we'll go ahead now and ask our angels and archangels, listen to guides, masters, and teachers. Guardians. And any other being of light on the side of light who would like to join our circle of light to help us and assist us in helping Mother Earth and helping all the other beings, as well as helping ourselves. And we thank them for their energy and their support, and know that it is so. Go ahead now, and with all that's been going on, let's just do a violet flame from Saint Germain. He's here along with all the other ascended masters and teachers and beings that we work with on a regular basis. Go ahead and imagine that violet flame in whatever form is just right and just perfect for you. Maybe it's a little flame, like a little gas flame, blue, a little pink on the top. Just imagine that flame getting bigger and bigger, taller and taller. And as it gets bigger and bigger, taller and taller, that little blue gas light flame becomes more violet, more lavender, more purple. More violet, more lavender, more purple. It gets bigger and bigger. And the flame doesn't really hurt. It doesn't burn. There isn't really any heat that comes off of it. More of a metaphysical flame. But it is a very powerful flame, because that flame can burn and transmute all the negative energies, any free-floating anxiety or fear or stress or tension that you may be feeling. From all of the things going on, all of the changes, and it's a lot of change. It really is. Really is a lot of change. And us humans, if anybody knows anything about us humans, they know how much we hate change. Change scares us more than anything else. So just go ahead and imagine that flame, that lavender and purple, violet flame growing bigger and bigger. And you can take a hold of that flame. You can take a hold of that flame and maybe bend it, maybe pass it through you from top to bottom and bottom to top, cleansing you and your etheric bodies, your subtle energy bodies, cleansing yourself, each and every one of your 3 trillion plus cells, because there's a divine innate part in each and every one of those cells as well. Maybe pass it through you from left to right and right to left, top to bottom and bottom to top. Maybe you even want to pass it through you from inside out and upside down, just to make sure every nook and cranny, every nook and cranny of each and every one of your cells has been cleansed and purified, releasing any fear, any anxiety, any stress, any tension, any anger, any resentment. Any of the lower vibrations, emotions that don't serve us. Well, they serve us when there's a reason. They can point us to the reason, but hanging on to them doesn't serve us. And just allow that violet flame to transmute those energies, to change those energies. We pass that violet flame through us from left to right and right to left, from top to bottom and bottom to top, inside out and upside down, passing it through every nook and cranny of your subtle energy body and your physical body. Each and every cranny of your subtle energy body and your physical body. One more time, through all of your subtle energy bodies and all of your physical bodies. And now just go ahead and focus all of that transmuted energy that you've released. Go ahead and focus that now on Mother Earth, because she can use all the energy we can give her. Much like us, all of these ascension energies take a lot of energy to assimilate and adjust to. And go ahead and focus that transmuted energy down into Mother Earth so she can use it to help balance out these sense energies, to help fight off all of the other man-made energies that are causing her problems. And as you finish directing all of that transmuted energy from yourself down into Mother Earth, into the crystalline core center of Mother Earth, where she can use it, you may also notice that your own energy feels a lot cleaner now, a lot fresher. Squeaky clean is what comes to mind. And it's also balanced. All of your energies are balanced now. Your head, your heart, your root, all of your energies are balanced. As well as your hormones. Our hormones get fed through our chakra system, and they get all whacked out too from all of the energies going all over the place. All balanced and smooth and even. Balanced, smooth, and even. Let's go ahead and take that violet flame energy, that big violet flame. Just imagine it getting even bigger and bigger. And as that flame gets bigger and bigger, you might also notice that Saint Germain, some people call him Merlin, he's called in the violet flame dragons to give us a nice little ride up above. We haven't seen the violet flame dragons in a while. They're friendly. They're good energy. So go ahead and let the violet flame dragon that's come up to your side give you a nice little lift. We're going to take a little ride up into the air, and it's perfectly safe, perfectly healthy, perfectly normal, perfectly natural, and you won't be uncomfortable at all. You'll be very comfortable riding up into the sky on this nice little violet flame dragon that's come to assist. And as we get higher and higher, higher and higher, higher and higher, to the point where we can see the curvature of Mother Earth. And you might notice that you can breathe just as easily as you did before, because these violet flame dragons are magic. They're much like Saint Germain and Merlin. They're magic. We'll go ahead now, and we're going to position ourselves around Mother Earth and take those big, giant, violet flames that we've grown to whatever big, massive size. Make it as big as you want. Make it big enough so you can pass it through Mother Earth like a blanket. From top to bottom and bottom to top. Side to side. From top to bottom and bottom to top. And side to side and left to right and right to left. Inside out and upside down, so that it passes through all of Mother Earth's subtle energy body, as far out as it goes, down through to her physical body, the clouds, farther down to the surface, and even down deep inside, down to the crystalline core center of Mother Earth, and then passing it through the other side. Do that as many times as you feel comfortable, or as many times as you feel it is needed. You may even find yourself from this vantage point in this position drawn to a particular area, a particular geographic area, for whatever reason. And if that's the case, then concentrate on that area. Concentrate on that area and concentrate your violet flame cleansing in that area. passing it through from top to bottom and bottom to top, left to right and right to left. Upside down and inside out. Passing it through Mother Earth and all her subtle energy bodies, down through her physical body. Through the clouds, down through the surface, down to the crystalline core center, each and every layer of Mother Earth, calming, cleansing, clearing. And if there are people in that area that you've focused on, that you've been drawn to, then those folks are also going to get a violet flame cleansing from top to bottom and bottom to top, from top to bottom and bottom to top, left to right and right to left. Inside out and upside down. Cleansing them. Balancing them. Both energetically and their hormones. And again, with intention, we can direct that transmuted energy from the violet flame into Mother Earth, so that she can use it. And if there is any question in your mind about whether any beings there who don't want violet flame cleansing, you can ask their higher self, and you'll get an answer immediately. Although I can't imagine, I have never had anyone reject a violet flame. Reiki and energy healing, yes, sometimes. And usually it's because they're working on some sort of soul lesson that can't be interfered with. But violet flame cleansing, I've never had a rejection on that. But if you need to ask, go ahead and then wait for the answer. Good. And then once that area is cleansed, notice whether you're drawn to any other areas, any other active areas. That could be any area around the Ring of Fire plate. And it could even be that the elemental beings are calling and asking for our help. It could be an area that's been impacted by extreme weather, flooding, so forth. Could be an area that's been impacted by volcanoes. It could be any area. It could be inner cities that are just dark, heavy energy. It could be hospitals, it could be government installations, any other place that is calling you that needs a violet flame cleansing. Go ahead and allow yourself to be drawn to wherever that is. And then go ahead and pass the violet flame through that area from top to bottom and bottom to top, left to right and right to left, inside out and upside down. Making sure that you're getting not only the physical part of that location, but also the subtle energies extending out from that area. Going from top to bottom and bottom to top, left to right and right to left, inside out and upside down. Balancing, cleansing, and healing. balancing, cleansing, and healing. Balancing, cleansing, and healing. And just hold the violet flame there as long as is indicated until you no longer feel a pull. And then once the pull is gone, go ahead and direct all of the transmuted energy down into the crystalline core center of Mother Earth, where she can use it, where she can use it. And one more time, just allow yourself to be drawn again to whatever area on Mother Earth that may need your help and your assistance in a little more detailed manner. Does anyone else have this impression that Mother Earth is smiling at us now, thanking us for the assistance? Maybe we should start doing this more often for her. Yes, we should. And go ahead now and focus on one last area, wherever it may be that it's calling to you. And just allow yourself to be drawn wherever you're needed. Take your violet flame and pass it through whatever area you've been called to, from top to bottom and bottom to top, left to right and right to left, inside out and upside down. And make sure that you get not only the physical body, but also all of the subtle energy bodies around that area, however far out they expand and extend. Make sure that you're also cleansing those with the violet flame from top to bottom and bottom to top, left to right and right to left, inside out and upside down. Change the intensity of the violet flame if needed. Just imagine the intensity is linked to the color. You can make those colors, those lavender and purple and violet, more intense and deeper. If you need a more intense violet flame, I think we must be down at some of the hardcore areas where some negative energy is really being held now. So go ahead and turn up the intensity on your violet flame. You can just imagine cranking that up like a gas stove if you want. And one more time, go ahead and pass it through this area. Not only the physical part of the area, but also the subtle energy bodies. Making sure that you get all of the subtle energy areas, as well as the physical part of this location. From top to bottom and bottom to top. Top to bottom and bottom to top. Top to bottom and bottom to top. Left to right and right to left. Left to right and right to left. Left to right and right to left. Inside out and upside down. Inside out and upside down. Inside out and upside down. Balancing, cleansing, and healing. Balancing, cleansing, and healing. Balancing, cleansing, and healing. Top to bottom, bottom to top, left to right, and right to left. Upside down and inside out. Balancing, cleansing, and healing until we're squeaky clean. And hold that energy until you no longer feel a pull. It may take a little bit since we seem to be in some dark places this last time here. There, it's starting to slow now. Good, very good. And when the pull stops, that means you're released and the area is cleansed. Let's go back up to our little circle around Mother Earth with the violet flame dragons and the ascended masters and teachers and healers. Saint Germain. Thank them once again for assisting us. And we're going to close out tonight just sending love to Mother Earth and all the beings on her and in her and around her. There are a lot. There's a lot of help here. Just go ahead and fill her up with love and gratitude for all that she gives. Mother to the world. And we thank all of those beings from the light on the side of light who assisted and helped us. You see? And go ahead now and open your eyes and slowly start coming back into your body. More and more energy moving up now through your feet, into your legs, up through your body, into your arms and your fingers. You might want to shake your hands, especially if you had a lot of energy flowing through them. Maybe even wiggle your toes a little bit. More and more energy moving up through your body now. Up into head, bringing you back to your normal walking around state, your normal state of consciousness, your normal walking around state. And I thank you for joining us this evening. And wish you well over the next couple of weeks. And we'll see you again on the new moon.